You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Prime Minister Liz Truss is battling to reassert her authority as politicians from her own party are openly calling on her to quit. Ms. Truss has been in power for just over 6 weeks and has been fighting for her political survival ever since launching her mini-budget, an economic program of vast unfunded tax cuts that sent shockwaves through financial markets. Her finance minister, Kwasi Kwarteng, was asked to resign as a result of that, and now the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, has also been sacked. Ms. Braverman says she had to go after she breached government rules, but in her resignation letter she expressed strong concerns over the direction of Prime Minister Liz Truss's government. In her letter she said,
"Pretending we haven't made mistakes, carrying on as if everyone can't see that we have made them, and hoping that things will magically come right is not serious politics. I have made a mistake, I accept responsibility, I resign. It is obvious to everyone that we are going through a tumultuous time. I have concerns about the direction of this government. Not only have we broken key pledges that were promised to our voters, but I have had serious concerns about this government's commitment to honouring manifesto commitments."
Ms. Braverman is the second senior minister to leave the government in less than a week. She's to be replaced by former Transport Minister Grant Shapps.
People expect their government to ensure there is security for them. The Home Office is at the heart of that in so many different ways. It's a great office of state. I'm obviously honoured to do that role, and I'm going to get on with that serious role right now.
And Mr. Shapps praised new Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt's handling of the economy. Mr. Hunt is being seen by many as a potential Prime Minister should Liz Truss step down.
I accept that the government has obviously had a very difficult period. As Jeremy Hunt said when he was appointed on Friday, that nonetheless means it's doubly important to ensure that we are doing absolutely everything to in the basic areas. And Jeremy Hunt, I think, has done a great job of settling the issues relating to that mini-budget.
Neither Grant Shapps nor Jeremy Hunt voted for Liz Truss to be party leader. And there is no doubt that there is growing unrest among Conservative MPs about the government. The latest polls show that if a general election was held now, the vast majority of Tory MPs would lose their seats. Charles Walker, a backbencher who is serving his last term as an MP, didn't hold back.
"To be perfectly honest, this whole affair is inexcusable. It is a pitiful reflection on the Conservative Parliamentary Party at every level. And it reflects really badly, obviously, on the government of the day. This is an absolute disgrace. As a Tory MP of 17 years, who's never been a minister, who's got on with it loyally most of the time, I think it's a shambles and a disgrace. I think it is utterly appalling."
Mr. Walker blames colleagues who he calls talentless people, who he says supported Ms. Truss not because it's in the national interest, but because it's in their own personal interest to achieve ministerial positions.
I'm livid. And, you know, I really shouldn't say this, but I hope all those people that put Liz Truss in number 10, I hope it was worth it. I hope it was worth it for the ministerial red box. I hope it was worth it to sit round the cabinet table, because the damage they have done to our party is extraordinary.
Earlier in the day, Liz Truss faced a bruising encounter with opposition leader Keir Starmer at Prime Minister's Questions in the House of Commons.
"A book is being written about the Prime Minister's time in office. Apparently it's going to be out by Christmas. Is that the release date or the title?"
"Prime Minister."
"Well, Mr Speaker, I have been in office for just under 2 months. And I have delivered the energy price guarantee, making sure that people aren't paying £6,000 bills this winter. I've reversed the national insurance increase, and I've also taken steps, and we will be taking steps, to crack down on the militant unions."
This was her first session of Prime Minister's Questions since newly appointed Chancellor Jeremy Hunt ripped up the tax-cutting package unveiled by her new government less than a month ago. She apologised to the House.
"Mr Speaker, I have been very clear that I am... sorry and that I have made mistakes. But the right thing to do in those circumstances is to make changes, which I've made, and and to get on with the job and deliver for the British people. And Mr. Speaker, we've delivered the energy price guarantee, we've helped people this winter, and I will continue to do that.
Later, Ms. Truss faced another test in Parliament when the House voted on a Labour Party motion seeking to ban fracking for shale gas, a policy that she recently approved. Conservative Party whips said the vote would be treated as a confidence motion in the government, meaning the government would fall if the motion passed, triggering an election. MPs voted by 326 to 230 against the Labour Party motion. There were immediately claims that Tory backbenchers had been bullied and physically manhandled in the division lobbies to get them to back the government. And Labour MP Chris Bryant urged the Speaker to launch an investigation.
As you know, members are expected to be able to vote without fear or favour.
Yes.
And the Behaviour Code, which is agreed by the whole of the House, says that there shall never be bullying or harassment of members. I saw members... Yep. being physically manhandled into another lobby and being bullied.
The Prime Minister's office says the member of the government responsible for enforcing Conservative Party discipline and her deputy are still in post after reports that they'd left government during the chaotic evening of quarrelling in Parliament over the fracking vote. It appears to be increasingly difficult for Liz Truss to survive any length of time, judging by the comments by senior Conservatives who simply can't bring themselves to defend what's going on any longer. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.